Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled, Wilt Thou Be Made Whole? And those five words were a question that Jesus asked the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. In John, the 5th chapter, verse 6, he said, Wilt thou be made whole? And he'd been in that condition for 38 years. And when you really think of it, that's sort of a strange question to ask a sick man. Of course, that's why he was there. Why wouldn't he want to be made whole? But the Lord is asking us in our own lives, as we really think about this, He's asking us, will you be made whole? Now, if you serve the Lord any length of time, you certainly know what the Word of God says. If you attend church, you hear it preached, you know that the Lord has provided everything to us that we need in our natural lives as well as spiritually. And yet, so many of us live far, far beneath that abundant life that Jesus promised us. And so He's asking you and I, He's asking the church, will we be made whole? Will you allow my Holy Spirit to work in your lives? Will you allow me to show myself strong in your behalf? Will we take the Word of God? Will we, with the faith that God has given us, will be able to show that faith by our actions? Will we put significance to our confession by standing up and moving out for God, for doing those things that He's called us to do? Beloved, the Great Commission was not just given to founders of churches or pastors or preachers or evangelists, but to every one of us. He spoke to His disciples. He said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And every one of us have a ministry. Even if you should be a shut-in, you have the ability through writing people's notes or letters or connecting by means of email or by the telephone, you have the ability to encourage people. So often we look at our circumstance and say, well, I'm so limited, or if this was different, then I could really be used of God. No, beloved, right where you're at in your circumstances, they may not be ideal. They may not be what you are especially enjoying. You're asking God and believing Him to change your circumstances, to move so that you can be even more effective and free in Him. But the point is, we need to start now. We just can't sit and say, well, okay, Lord, when you answer my prayer, then I'm going to do this. No, beloved, we have to start exactly where we're at. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we shared Ephesians, the 4th chapter, that passage that talks about He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Beloved, that is the purpose of fivefold ministry, that we, through the work of the Holy Spirit, those who are in that fivefold ascension gift ministry, if you will, those who are leaders in the body of Christ, we will come, all of us, into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. And so I'd like to take what Paul said, the importance of these functions, these ministry functions in the body of Christ. Apostles and prophets have not been done away with. They are all an integral part working together so the body can be perfected. And if there's some denominations and some churches say, well, there's no such thing as apostles or prophets today, beloved, you know what? I guess we may have difficulty coming into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. The fivefold ministry gifts have never been done away with. And so if you will if you will allow me, I'd like to look at those words of Jesus, "Wilt thou be made whole?" and make a comparison, if you will. The first word is what? Wilt or will. And if I can just apply this, if you will, to apostles, they are, some call them missionaries, they're messengers speaking as vessels sent from God, and they're showing what? The will of God to the people. And prophets, the Holy Spirit uses them to speak to the children of God, to sinners, to governments, to leaders, speaking the living words of God as God utters his words from heaven. They're inspired by the Holy Spirit. And if we will receive that, the apostles and prophets, apostles speak the foundation truths of the gospel, of the living word of God. And as they speak God's will, then a choice needs to be made. That next word is thou or you. And that word speaks of address, speaking to someone. Thou, you, beloved prophets, speak to the people. Those that have a genuine spirit of prophecy declare the words of life, they exhort, they uplift, and they bless. So here we have two functions, two ministry gifts that are speaking forth the will of God. And that has to be received. That has to be, each and every one of us have to make a decision. Will we or won't we? Will the church as a body respond or will they not? Thou, you, that's you and me, beloved. Let's look at that next word, be. Wilt thou be? Now, there we can perhaps make a connection, if you will allow me this liberty, to evangelist. This part of the fivefold ministry gifts, the ascension gifts, if you will, is that portion, if you will, that calling that not only blesses the churches, but goes forth and blesses, along with the apostles and prophets, those who will turn to Christ, bringing those who have not been sons into sonship. It's a state of being. Evangelists bring us, speaks the word of God with power and conviction that will cause people to be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, born again from darkness into light, born again from death into life. That is the calling of the evangelist. And then that next word, made, well, how, what kind of comparison can we make there? Well, if you will, again, allow me this liberty, I would suggest pastor, because the shepherd is over the body of Christ. There are shepherds all over individual bodies in throughout the earth. And if that person who is called of God and is set over the body will preach the whole word for the whole man, then that flock will be fed properly. They will always be feeding in green pastures. He will cause them to lie down, to rest beside still waters. They are basically under shepherds, under the authority and under the and in obedience to the great shepherd who is Jesus. And like any good shepherd, they will not allow the flock to go into areas that would be dangerous. They bring the people, and the people are made, if you will. Wilt thou be made? They are the facilitators to help God's people through love and care and nurturing to be made overcomers by the preaching of the word of God. Praise God. And of course, another aspect that pastors have as good shepherds is to look out for the wolf and to protect the flock, to warn them and to deal with the wolf. Just like David, he said the Lord had given him, as he was talking about going out to slay Goliath, the Lord had given him the lion and the bear. He had protected the flock of sheep, his father's flock, and rescued them from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. And then lastly, that word whole, well, if you will again allow me liberty to say, that would reflect the teachers, the whole, the complete, the the comprehensive understanding of God's will. They take, you see, the apostles and prophets, if you will, preach the will of God, but teachers expound on that. And Holy Spirit-filled teachers can take God's word and teach by the anointing of God, the very truths of God, and teach the people how to be made whole, to be free from sin, yes, and to be free from sickness by teaching the Word of God, to be free from disease and from fear and from every debilitating thing that the enemy would bring. Beloved, God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, those who truly hunger and thirst after righteousness. God is raising up an army of true believers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And this mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is happening to people of every denomination, regardless of the name over the church door. Praise God. Beloved, we're living in exciting times, and I just want to encourage you that you have the ability by your faith, the faith that God has given you, to stand on God's word and say, I'm going to have everything that God has for me. For the Lord would say, my beloved, hold not back. But I this day express and extend to you an invitation that you can come up higher in the things of God. For I make a way straight before your feet. I cause your face to be set as a flint upon the things of God, that you would not turn to the right nor to the left, that you would not compromise with the standards of this world, but you would walk in a purity and integrity and holiness before me, says the Lord. And as you do so, you will see your enemies vanquished, for I give you that power and anointing and authority over all the work of the enemy, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I just thank you for my spiritual family, for UCM partners. Lord, I ask you to just bless them for their faithfulness, for their prayer support. And Lord, I'm just asking for that work that you spoke to be accomplished in their lives, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, as I do every broadcast, I close with an invitation for you to write and share your needs. For those of you who have taken that step, if you feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit, those who have responded, it's been a blessed relationship. Though we might never meet in the natural, one day we'll stand together before the throne of grace. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, make God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.